I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim frim sauce with the aus and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norma Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, chicken curry. I was sitting on the veranda of a hotel overlooking Waikiki Beach waiting for a lunch menu. The mighty Pacific Ocean purred like a Lamborghini in the distance. I'd spent hours walking in Chinatown from early morning looking for beautiful and unique dishes I loved to use for the thematic tasting menus at our restaurant. But I had had little luck, and a keen hunger was rising up in me. An Asian gentleman dining solo near me was served a platter of chicken curry I'd seen on the menu. His waitress lifted strips of shredded chicken from a porcelain serving bowl and draped them gracefully over a mound of white rice. A curry, orange-rich cream was spooned over this. The intoxicating aromas wafted over in my direction. I saw the older man smile as if a young man once again. I quickly ordered the same dish. When mine arrived, I was also pleased to see that it included bell peppers, fennel, celery, and carrots in the cream, as well as an interesting spicy chutney and a mound of sweet toasted coconut. All of this was mixed together by me as I ate. I wondered, why had I not eaten chicken curry in so long? I'd like to offer some cooking advice in the midst of lunch, if you don't mind. Good! The thing with curry is that it is almost without exception so much better if you cook out the raw spice, and it is easy, really. You'd end up with a bitter thing if you stirred off-the-shelf curry powder into cold mayonnaise. Ugh! No wonder some folks do not like curry. So my way is to insert a middle step. I take some sweet onions and cook them until somewhat caramelized in a small saucepan with butter. And then I add in some high-quality curry powder and stir, stir, stir. It is a bit like making a roux, if you've ever done that. You want to change the raw powder into one where the aromatic oils can come alive again. Now, add a small amount, a half a cup will do, of orange or apple juice, and reduce it down over heat by about half. Allow that to cool, and then strain some of the resulting syrup into the mayo. Like I say, easy. I think most of us associate curry with India. It is interesting to note that the first domesticated chicken appeared in India around 2000 BC. It was bred from the wild red jungle fowl. In history, as in the kitchen, sometimes tragedy can strike. Food scholar John Mariani wrote of one such time. He says, in Hawaii, European travelers found a domesticated fowl called the moa, a descendant of a wild jungle fowl, probably brought in from Malaysia. In 1826, however, the ship Wellington docked in Hawaii from a port in Mexico, taking on fresh water and dumping its old water, which contained mosquito larvae, carrying a bird pox that immediately infected the Hawaiian chickens and devastated the birds of the islands. I wonder if the chicken haters in Key West have heard of this idea. Hopefully not. With our new focus on well-raised local birds here in Florida, you can be sure that we can enjoy chicken curry as much as the one I had back in Hawaii. And don't forget that other Indian thing, chutney. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.